Blog Talk Radio.
Block Talk Radio with Suzanne, and we're here in the mother, they say, the merry, merry month of May. For all you folks that are out there that get my newsletter, you know that May is my favorite month, not just because it's my birthday, but it's just a fine, fine month where if things weren't green in April, they certainly are green in May, as we would say. So welcome to everybody, and I just want to give everybody a couple of quick things here. We had a last minute, well, in my newsletter and in some of my blog stuff, I had mentioned to everybody that, you know, what I always like to do besides the obvious in May is Mother's Day. And it's interesting enough, when I was just doing my newsletter this month, once and every once in a while I'll do a little research and background, because I always kind of like to know how things actually got their premise in life. You know, like, it makes kind of obvious things why someone might choose Mother's Day, but actually Mother's Day goes way back as far as the Greeks in terms of, like, honoring the mothers and stuff. And then I did a lot of update stuff, which you want to check out my newsletter, in terms about how it happened in America. Interesting enough, the woman who was really instrumental, believe it or not, about honoring the mothers, never was a mother herself and never actually got married herself. And then later on became very radical because she really felt like in the misuse of Mother's Day, which made it like this commercial holiday, she felt very, very disrespectful to the whole process. So anyway, I write a little bit about that, and, you know, you can get the clips about it. But one of the other things that I, in my research that I discovered, which I've always known, and I assume most mediums know this, is that, you know, there are always 2 days out of the year that you get more phone calls than any other time. One of them is Christmas, and the other one is Mother's Day. It's interesting enough, most people don't realize that most of us in this day and age, we don't have offices. If we do have offices, we don't always have people there full-time or part-time or whatever it is answering the phones, because you don't have to kind of do that in this sort of this tech world. It doesn't seem to make a difference, because people psychologically and emotionally, they feel that we're the link to their moms, and so they will call the office and they will leave all kinds of unbelievable mother messages. So reading this kind of research article, which we came a lot out of the History Channel, that sort of fact came out, and I thought that was really, really cool, because I've always known that personally. And so to read it in print, as they say, it always is nice to have reinforcements to that area. So in any case, so I had spoke that, you know, what I've always traditionally have done on my Mother's Day show is, you know, this is dedicated to whether you are literally a mom, whether you serve that role in your life, which we know so many women do, and that in terms of helping and healing and just kind of like being there as a support system. You don't have to have children to do that. As we all know, the majority of professions that all have to do with healing and helping, we all know women do, from nurses, even though there's a lot of men now, you know, way, way down. And, of course, recently, of course, in politics, if you're into sort of those things, there's been a whole thing where women do more work than men and still don't get equal pay, and as we know, a lot of that is caretaking. So in any case, so this is my gift to all you folks that are moms or not moms or have lost your moms or just want to, like, connect. And so we will be doing a full show of messages. The other wonderful thing that's sort of like on the verge, just happened out of the blue, which is, I always love this in life, is that, you know, synchronicity does sit in and roll its hand, so to speak. And in the midst of this back and forth, we are also going to be joined by another wonderful medium who's done some wonderful, wonderful work and is a true, you know, I don't say this lightly, a true, you know, ethic person of the work. We sort of ran through each other through Dr. Gary Swartz, whom, you know, I'm never very, very connected to and have been since a long, long time ago. ago. And in any case, he had mentioned me to her several years ago. We met at the Afterlife Conference, which I want to talk to her about and share that with you guys out there as well. And then we just kind of ran across these paths recently again over some you know, ethic issues, so to speak. And I, you know, I said, like, hey, would you like to come on my show? And she says, hey, yeah, I would like to come on your show. So you're going to have two mediums tonight, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. If you are on the line right now, my suggestion is please hold on. Right now the lines are filled, but sometimes people get bored, which I can't imagine why they would. But if you do and you drop your line, somebody, like, I assure you, will fill in your spots. So we have a whole lot of, you know, 310s and 954s and 917s and all kinds of numbers, of course, all over in and out of the country. So if you're online now, hold on. You got to probably a good shot maybe of really getting the message from both or one of us. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my guest, and her name is Suzanne Giesman, and to connect to her, her first name is Suzanne, like mine, except for she's two N's, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E G-I-E-S-M-A-N-N, but I believe you can find her on the Awakening Way, and anyway, .com is her email and how to contact her, and she's done some wonderful work, and she's really moved very, very, I would say, very fast within this professional line, and she has a very interesting background. Not too many folks have her kind of a background, and we'll certainly ask her that question as she sort of, like, goes along the way. But in any case, the number to call for everybody is 347-945-7785, 347-945-7785, and you'll get through. We'll put you on hold, and we'll kind of go from there. So just kind of like quickly, Suzanne, she's a messenger of hope and a founder and teacher of this Awakening Way, and she was a former U.S. Navy commander. Really, really, like I said, interesting kind of background. She's authored 13 books, and she does a lot of inspirational work. She's worked at Edgar Casey, which, you know, I love working there a lot, and so she's, you know, done stuff with the Educational Institute there and also the Association of Near-Death Studies, or NDEs, and she's written and narrated a very popular mediumship series of hemisync recordings, which I believe you could probably podcast them as well, and we will ask about this. Like me, she's done, I know, evidential medium work with Dr. Gary Schwartz, and I always, one of my coups that I do say to him is that he has probably had more contact with mediums than anybody else, I believe, certainly in this last decade, for sure. So, in any case, if you're on the line, hold on, and we'll try to get you in a minute. In the meantime, I'm going to bring on my special guest. Suzanne, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, Suzanne, I'm so happy to be joining you. Two Suzannes in one show. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, can we almost handle it?
Yeah.
The thing is, it sounds the same, but it's spelled different, right?
That's right. And I've followed your work since long before I ever knew I was going to be a medium. So it's just really an honor and amazing to be on the show with you today. So thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm always happy to do it. And you know what I was sort of saying, you know what I say to, because you know people that have known me, you know I've been doing radio for a very long time, and I really pride myself in the guests that I have. But I take extra pride and precaution, I must tell you, for any mediums I bring on my show. It's my background from old school of ethics. And I want to make sure that I present, you know, all my folks out there with the best possible people that I can, so that they walk away feeling that they've connected, and not only that, they feel good that there are people who really care about this work and really put their hearts and their souls in it. And I know Suzanne is sort of one of those. So I was not hesitant at all. And like I said, she just happened to come across my wavelength about a week ago, and we decided to put this together.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, well, it's my Mother's Day show, so you know, this is a great, great time to do it. But before we start taking some phone calls, which we really will do this right away, you went from a very, very interesting path into this kind of path. And I know a lot of people's paths you would think would be sort of an easy journey into this. But how was that for you?
Oh, it was once it opened up, it's been fairly easy, very steady progression of, you know, opening up the connection. But unfortunately, like so many people, we come to this path through a big wake-up call. And so Mother's Day readings are really special for me because I'm a stepmom to my stepdaughter Susan, who's across the veil now. She was struck and killed by lightning in 2006, and that's
wow.
what sent me looking for answers to see is it true that we survived death? And the answers I got were astounding and left no doubt in my mind there's a greater reality. And it came through a medium, Suzanne. So to be able to give that gift back to people, to change people's lives the way a medium changed my family's life when we realize that Susan is right here with us, that's the greatest
uh-huh.
gift I can think of.
And we have another Susan.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? So on that level, I have to honestly say, and you know this, of course, now because you do the work professionally, is not unusual. I remember thousands of years ago when somebody would say to me, like, why would I need somebody like you? And I would look at them and I'd say, like, oh, well, I hope one day you may not, but probably you will, even if it's
yes,
not me.
Yes.
And the minute these things do hit us personally, especially such an intense passing, such as a child, doesn't matter if the child is 10 or 34, those losses are really, really, really tough. And it's interesting because I'm just going to do like an insert here, as strange as this might sound to you. I don't usually like to jump on board into this, but I have to tell you, she's a very, very, very strong young lady. And she wants to correct you and says, you really weren't my stepmom. You really were my mom.
Oh, how sweet. Thanks, Suze.
So I have to assume whatever comes through with that one, my guessing is she wanted to correct you. And I would say that this is not a young lady that you would mess with. She spoke her mind.
Well, she was a sergeant in the Marine Corps. She's a Marine Corps
sergeant. Oh, I rest my case.
But
she came for your ilk, of course. Okay. So it's like,
yes.
So obviously that would mean that you know, when you come from, you know, the military, your position is extremely important. So that makes even more sense to me why she would say, like, no, let's get our role straight here and let's not use
mm-hmm.
the step thing, because that's not the case. And, you know, people can have two mothers. One can have them biologically and one can have them another way. So, I got to give her peace.
Well, I know she appreciates that. She's been hanging around a lot the last couple of days, so I love that you picked up on her.
But that's great. Well, I'm not surprised because, you know, it's a Mother's Day show, so there we go. So in any case, so that's sort of how you ended up in this ballpark. I get it. I hadn't known any of your past, so that's something that, you know, I was not aware of at all. But you need to say no more. But in any case, what I will say good.
Yes,
what I will say is this. Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, Susan was 6 months pregnant at the time, so it was a double whammy for the family. So you can see why I couldn't leave that one alone.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Yes. And I would have to say, you know, in my knowledge, which I can't say is a whole lot, except for the many people that I have dealt with in the military in terms of my work, because of a lot of the things that have gone on in the military with suicide and all that now has become, you know, so much in the forefront. But what I have always learned is that, you know, there are most of the people, and I know you probably know this better than me, that are in that profession or have chosen to be in that profession, ethics is something that's crucial, I mean, just crucial. And that's always been something that I felt
was
so important in my work. And so you not only carried that from that life into this life, but in many ways, it gave you that where I believe in my experience, not everybody comes into this work with that kind of sensibility of ethics. So you obviously were chosen. What can I tell you? So
yeah, I do see it as
all
part
the way
of the
around.
Path because it helps people that don't believe this is real to say, well, if somebody who was aide to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff can be a medium now, maybe I can pay attention. So I see that as a blessing.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously, you know, like I said, there we all know, you know, God's coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous, and everything happens for a reason, and then all of the above. So it's pretty clear that's why you were the chosen one, as they say. Okay, just quick, guys. Again, the number to call is 347-945-7785. Just once again, the lines are full, but we will try to get to as many people as we possibly can. And so let's just sort of, as they say, hit the road running or something like that. So we're going to try to, like, just go down the line here and see where we are. Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Suzanne.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Who am I talking to, please?
My name is Maribel.
Hi. Hi has to have a name and something else. Hello.
Oh, hello.
So we have Maribel.
Hi, Maribel. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I had a question for you guys.
Yes.
So basically, me and my friends are trying to find a place, a new place to live. And we currently found this place that we think is amazing. However, it seems a little too good to be true because even though the place was itself amazing and it has a great price tag, and I felt like it was perfect, my friends who kind of ground me and are a little bit more practical, they kind of had the sense that it was too good to be true because it seemed a little bit priced below what it's worth. So I wanted to know if,
Maybe
if it
I'm
would
step
be a good
in real
move.
Quick here and just sort of say this. This is not my specialty. Unless Suzanne wants to take this phone, you know, this call, we're really trying to, like, do tonight, you know, do special, you know, Mother's Day, you know, calls for tonight. So unless you have something you want to add to that, Suzanne, I will give the floor to you, but that's not quite my idea. The only thing I will, however, tell you is this, is that if your friends are telling you this, something's too good to be true, and there is a feeling about it, I am a first one will tell you in the world, always listen to what you feel. Always.
That's exactly
what
I was
going to
say, Suzanne. She's outnumbered there. It's especially more than one person say it doesn't feel right. You've got to honor that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, it's one of those safe and sorry type deals because you don't want to get into a situation that, you know, that's going to tie you up or lock you up or you sign contracts or any of the above, you know, a year down the road and you're going to kick yourself in the rear end. I don't mind telling you. So you can take that as our gift to you tonight, okay?
And if I could just add, there's just the second you started talking about it, there's something about a man that's involved in the deal that he's on the controlling end, and there's something that's just not quite right there. So I would definitely just feel into him and see what's not on the up and up there.
Okay.
Okay, my
dear?
Yeah,
I think that may be the broker. Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear, and you have a nice one, okay?
Okay, you too.
Oh, okay, honey. Bye-bye. See, that was a walk in the park. Okay. Let's do another one here. Hi,
hello.
You're on the air with Suzanne and Suzanne. Hello.
Yes. Hi, Suzanne and Suzanne. My name is Sharon. How are you guys?
Hi,
we're good.
Sharon.
How are you, dear?
I'm great.
Good. I just wanted to know if there was any messages for me from any loved ones in spirit.
Okay. Do you want to take a shot, Suzanne, or you want me to go ahead? How do you want to do it?
Show me. There's just a woman right away. I just see like this beehive hairdo. I just see as I tune into Sharon and your energy. There's some woman who used to wear her hair piled up on the top of the head. That's just an immediate image that I get, and it looks kind of blonde. So you'd recognize that, Suzanne. Are you tuning into the same lady?
I want to. Your first name is Sharon, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your mom is still here?
No.
Okay, so this is on your mom's side. So if this is not your mom, it's another woman connected to your mom, and I'm to the right of her. So I don't know if your mom had a sister or this might have been your mom's mom, your grandma.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting the same image that Suzanne is. So either this woman had a lot of hair or wore her hair back or wore her hair up because that's what –
And I'm seeing
that's what I'm also
and there's
seeing.
Something about painting the fingernails or blowing on the fingernails. I'm supposed to draw attention to those fingernails. The same woman. It's funny. I don't normally see women who make such a big deal about their looks, but this woman is. That makes sense
wow.
to you?
You obviously know who we're talking about.
You know what? I had a friend like that who's passed.
Okay.
So
okay.
She had a big blonde beehive hairdo and very long nails that would place
yeah.
a lot of emphasis on fingernails.
Okay,
you know?
Got it. So
okay.
let me ask you this,
yeah.
please. Was she a mom or did you know her mom?
She was a mom, but I mean, my mom did not know her, but she was a mom. She was a friend of mine that passed many years ago.
So let me ask you this, please. Do you know her children, Sharon?
I haven't seen them in many, many years, to be honest.
Okay. Because to be honest with you, I believe that that's why she's showing up, some connection to her children that are left here, to be quite honest with you. And I would say that she would talk about you being a very, very close friend, like you must have known her, you must have known her family, you must have known the ilk of that, because there's a lot of emphasis on that, a lot of emphasis. Now, she's been passed a while, I think.
Yeah, she has.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I'm right in spring with her, so she's either in March, April, May, birth or passing. It's really strong.
I don't even remember. It's been so long.
You may not remember,
to be honest.
That. Yeah.
You know.
But it's interesting because I do believe that that's the one that's coming through here. But it's interesting because she's making some honor to your mom. Now, she didn't know your mom, right?
No, she really didn't. No.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't gather that she knew your mom, but for some reason, she wasn't older than you, was she?
She was. She was quite a bit older than me.
That's why. Okay, thank you. So she has that role somehow connected to you. That makes a lot of sense. So she must have felt either motherly to you or she must have had that sense to you, which is why she's coming through that way, which would make a whole lot of sense if your mom is still here and she had that affinity to you that she's sort of stepping forward. So I think that's actually pretty cool. That's pretty nice.
She's talking to me. There's something with her about a boy, a son of hers, or somebody in your life who's getting married soon or just got married, because she's really adamant about getting a message through that she knows about that, and she's really happy about it. And if she'd been here, she would have been in charge of the whole thing. She's really pretty feisty and funny.
Wow. My mom had red hair. She doesn't have red hair. Or she has blonde hair. Because I'm just thinking, my mother wore her hair like that, but she has had red hair, reddish hair. So
I'm definitely seeing blonde. I'm not going back to
that. Do you know who's got the celebration coming up?
Not offhand.
Okay. Think about it. All right, because I think that they're giving you a lot of honorings with that, Sharon. I think they're giving you a whole lot of honorings about that.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's very sweet. Okay. Well, thank you, gals, and happy Mother's Day to you guys, too. All the best.
To
you too, sweetie. You take care.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. So, again, it's Suzanne Giesman with Ms. Suzanne Northrup. Number to call is 347-945-7785. Again, the lines are still packed. And just real quick here, to get a hold of Suzanne Giesman, G-I-E-S-E-M-A-N-N, but I think The Awakening is also another way of doing that. She has
TheAwakenedWay.org. TheAwakenedWay.org.
As well as her name.com, and I assume if you just punch it up, you'll sort of like come up and you could check out where her schedule is. I know she's based in Florida, but I know she travels and does stuff on all of the above, and you'll be sure to check her out. And I'm going to be back in Florida in November. We're going to take a quick break here. Again, it's Suzanne at Block Talk Radio with my special guest, Suzanne Giesman. And again, the number to call is 347-945-7785, and we'll be back in a second.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Welcome back with Suzanne of Block Talk Radio and my special guest, Suzanne Giesemann. I did want to add a couple quick things to everybody here because I'm gonna offer like quite an amazing, amazing thing. And Suzanne is the perfect person to talk about it because she's been there, done that, and all of the above. For all of you who know this, I'm like on my, I think, eighth or ninth year of the Afterlife Conference, which we have every year, that Terry Daniels put together. She does quite wonderful, a conference. And this year, through the blessings of God or whatever it is, where she's actually offering free hotel rooms for 3 nights. So anybody that's been on the fence about going to this conference, which is the first weekend in June, I would suggest grab it like ASAP. Of course, all that information is on my website. You can go to my website or you can go to the afterlifeconference.com, but she's offering the whole three nights for free, which is the conference Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And it's in Salt Lake City for all you folks that are out in that neck of the woods or anywhere within there. But if you've been on the fence about coming there and saying you couldn't come there for whatever reason, you're never going to get a better deal at a greater conference than this. And can I vouch for that with you, Suzanne, about the conference?
Oh, I'm my jaw's on the floor about the free hotel thing. That you guys should just jump at that. It's an amazing conference.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not like any of them without the country. If you have anything you want to know about, well, there's a lot of people that were there in your situation, Suzanne, that you had lost children. She has phenomenal
yep.
speakers. There's shamans. There's grief people. There's psychology. You know, there's everything of science and spirituality. And you kind of name it that was there. So I think you were
yeah.
at the one last year, right?
I was, and what I love most about Terry's conferences is the credibility of the people who come. You know, she really, like you, she vets people that she's involved with, so it's very
worth your
while.
She doesn't just have anybody. Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, like I said, to have a free 3-day hotel and a conference does not exist.
I've never heard of
exist.
That. That's awesome. You guys did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Don't
well,
leave
I,
the show,
I
but
spoke
as soon
to
as
this
the show's
morning,
over, go sign up.
Yes, I spoke to her this morning and I said, like, you know, what can I, you know, offer my guest tonight? And she says, you know what, we bought some extra rooms, and so, you know, we'll give them away. And I'm saying, like, oh, wow, that's fabulous. So in any case, go to my website, SuzanneNorthrup.com. You can get the link there, or you can go to the Afterlife Conference. Make sure it's Terry Daniels. Afterlife Conference, and it's June, I believe the 6th through. It's the Friday, I guess the Thursday through the Sunday, I guess that's how it works, which I think is like the 6th through the 9th or something to that effect. And it's Salt Lake City. And I've actually gotten a lot of folks that I know that are in the Denver area and the southern part of the states that are going to actually come up and check it out that I've recommended. So that's a big coup. I really wanted to pass that on to everybody out there, but like, don't think twice about it. Sign up and you will not be sorry. That's a promise. That's a promise. So anyway, so we're going to take a few more phone calls. And, you know, besides that, just, you know, I mean, I'm going to let, you know, Suzanne mention, do you have any things coming up soon around you, you know, events or conferences?
Oh, yeah. I'm thrilled that I'm doing a weekend on making the connection with higher consciousness at the Omega Institute coming up this summer. That's on my calendar of events. And the Soul Summit conference out in Arizona, but also just mediumship classes around the country. So lots of stuff on my website if people want to check
Good.
It out, the calendar.
Well,
event.
I'm hoping that I see you because, you know, Omega's down the road from where I live. So.
Ah, very cool. Hey.
Yeah. So there you go. Yes. And I'm, you know, I've got, you know, I have actually, I have an event tomorrow in Albany, a small group event. I actually have a couple spaces left. I'm going to be in Sturbridge this month. I'm going to be in Farmington, Connecticut this month. And then next month, I've got to be in St. Louis, Chicago, and Michigan. So check all of those things
nice.
Out. And we'll get back to taking phone calls here. So, hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Suzanne.
Hello, this is Mindy. I'm calling from Los Angeles. I'm very happy to be
Hello,
here
Mindy
with
from
you.
Los Angeles.
Hey,
How's
Mindy.
How's it going in La Land?
It's all going well. Thank you so much. And I knew you were going to take my call because I was just making peppermint tea. And when my mom was not feeling well, I made her peppermint tea. And it's the weirdest of...
Wow. That's pretty cool, Mindy. That's pretty cool.
I said,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be next. So here I am. And thank you so much for your service.
Oh, you're more than welcome. We do what we do because, you know, we love it. And, you know, I've been doing this for 40 years, and there's not a day goes by that I don't feel honored and blessed by it. So, and I know that Suzanne is in the same, you know, ethnic program and honoring program as I am. So so you picked a good night, Mindy, or your mom picked a good night. I don't know who was who. I don't know who. So, do you want to jump in there, Suzanne? You want me to jump in? How you?
Well,
you're my guest.
Yeah,
so
I
up to you.
I have to. I'll take I'll run off with it here at the start. But I definitely feel that your mom had she had a push to get you on the show here today. You know, pulling strings with that peppermint mention. But that she, as I tune into her, I see her coughing into her hand and pointing away from her, as if you or somebody around you has been having some chest congestion or allergies lately, doing some coughing. There's also a feeling that with that tea, that somebody in the family used to do some tea leaf reading, that it was just a fun thing they did, just on the side, not as a profession or anything,
yeah.
But she's kind of laughing about that.
I myself am a medium in my own right, and I'm very much aware
right.
of both of you. I've been following both of your careers. But my mom would always support my circles that I would hold, but it was my grandmother who was the real psychic in the family. And
cool.
That's my beautiful grandmother. That's connected to my mom.
I was going to say,
nice.
It's your mom's
and
mom,
who's doing
right?
the coughing?
My mom's mom doing the coughing? Could be.
No. I was asking who here is doing the coughing because, your mom's talking about your grandmother.
My mom was very close with my daughter. She has, the allergies.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
makes
right.
sense.
Yeah. So she's giving her a big hug right now.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mindy, I want to know, where am I hearing the name Sarah?
Did you say Sarah?
Yeah.
My daughter's name is Rachel.
Okay.
One of the matriarchs here.
Okay, it's interesting because I'm hearing Sarah. I'm hearing one of the biblical names, but that's how I'm hearing it. So would that have been connected to your mom's family?
My daughter's name is Rachel.
Okay. So I'm asking you, would the biblical names connect through your mom's line?
I come from a traditional Jewish background. My father is a rabbi, actually, for over 70 years.
Thank you. Okay.
And he's on the,
I'm going to say, I'm seeing all these, I'm seeing all these biblical people. And usually when I hear that, it is, it's usually Judaism. So I'm saying, I'm hearing
yeah.
Sarah. So Sarah, we know, was the wife of and whatever. So,
yeah,
so
uh-huh.
I'm seeing this, and it's interesting because I'm
you
feeling it from your
means.
Mom. But
yeah, I can tell you
again?
What that means. I can tell you what that means. Since your show is about Mother's Day, Sarah
yes.
is considered the matriarch of Judaism. She's the
mother.
Oh,
okay,
of
there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew there was some kind of a link, and that's why I was going to say, why is your mom bringing it up? So I figured that she would know better than me.
Yeah, that's
yes.
great.
And if I could jump in there,
pretty
she
cool.
just keeps showing me holding on. She's holding on to her foot here, the ankle and the foot, as if somebody here hurt her foot or ankle lately and is kind of hopping around on it. But then it also comes to the feel that she had trouble with getting around her with her legs or her feet. And
absolutely
that now she just
right.
wants you to know. She wants you to know that everything's good now. She's kicking up her heels because she had some energy to her when she was here. She was somebody that always had to be doing things and taking charge
yeah.
and in have her fingers and everything. So she had to slow down with her legs a bit at the end, but now she's just, once you know, she's active and happy and very much watching what's going on with everybody here.
I love
and
that.
And I would say that I'm not surprised that Suzanne brought up your daughter, because your mom talks about tremendous love for her granddaughter, like tremendous love for her granddaughter.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're going to make me cry.
She's really got your daughter's back. And your mom's funny, by the way, because she says, nothing personal, Mindy, but now you're getting a little taste of what I went through with you. So.
That's great. I love it. But it was three women. The three of us took care of each other. And when my mom was not well, my daughter would stand on the bed and help move her around to make her comfortable.
Wow.
They go way back.
Now I know why. Yeah.
Thank you.
And
that's pretty special.
Your women are terrific.
That's just one other thing, because there's some handkerchief your mom keeps showing me, and it has like little scalloped edges, and just this feeling that something that was passed down, and I wanted to cough into it because we're not, and she just, it's this feeling of everything being passed down, just like that handkerchief that's so special, that you're carrying on your grandmother's legacy of taking the tea leaf reading beyond to mediumship, and they're just so doggone proud of you and love you to pieces.
Thank you so much. That handkerchief is in my tarot bag. It was the handkerchief my mother used when she got married, and I've saved it for my Rachel when she's going to get married.
Wow.
Nice.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Well, you're going to have some Mother's Day party coming up. That's for sure.
Thank you. I'm so honored, and I don't want to take up any more of your time. I'd love for others to be able to reach spirit, and thank you for allowing me to reach my mom today. It means a lot to me.
You're very welcome, dear. You have a great one, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless.
You're welcome.
You too.
Okay. All right. Let's jump to this
other
one.
Hey, this is fun.
This is fun, right? I told you it'd be fun.
I love double linking. It's just lovely.
Hello, you're on the air with Suzanne. Suzanne.
Hi, ladies. My name is Hugh, and Spirit, I guess, led me to this special Mother's Day show, and I taught my young grandson the meaning of the word mother, so it was very simple and easy to understand. I said, just take the word mom, flip the letters upside down, and you get wow. That's all you have to know.
That is really cool, Hugh. That is so cool.
I'm actually a global visionary, and when I said my mother probably led me to the show, she was a supermodel, and there's a poster of her in the Library of Congress where she posed for a wave recruitment poster during the Second World War.
That's right.
So we got a little Navy connection.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
How cool is that?
I can give you three words that will bring you to a big website where you'll see that. And I'd like to help both of you, because in my big mission and vision, I'm committed to empowering women and indigenous people globally as I work on rooting out corruption globally and bringing in new paradigms based on spirituality and unconditional agape love. I've had quite a bizarre life. If I can just share three words, you can Google it and see this big website.
Sure, you can certainly Google it, and other people can check it out as well, Hugh.
Yes, you just put my last name, which is Traulsen. That's spelled T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy, then the word and, and then Trump, T-R-U-M-P. I actually share quantum entanglements with President Trump. I'm not into the ego. I pray for him. I look to help any president in office unite the country. I hear the words, I don't see the action so far, but that's where prayer is very powerful. People need to do more of that to help this country be the beacon for the rest of the world with freedom, liberty, and justice for all.
Well, you know,
I'm
the
sure
second you popped in,
go ahead,
Suzanne. The second you gave me your name, Hugh, I wrote out the word lawyer. Are you an attorney?
No, but I have a daughter that is one. It's funny, he's again where I'd like to work with Suzanne, because I have a poem. I was on Long Island when 9/11 happened. I had a daughter attending NYU for law school, and she wasn't sure if she'd survive the whole ordeal. So it's a very powerful poem on a blog, the word creativity777.com. And the poem's in the President Ronald Reagan Library, and Maya Angelou even commented on my poem. So I'm looking to have it manifest in a way that I can make both of you aware of, too.
That's wonderful.
Nice.
That's wonderful. Well, we're gonna take it all in, my dear, and check it out. And I'm glad that Suzanne had that that extra sort of like comment about your daughter. Well, you know that I live in New York, and I happen to have been in New York 9/11. So, need we say any more? So anyway, I wish every mother a happy Mother's Day,
and there are things that can be done to bring more peace and love into the world. So, men have to be more supportive of the women at this time too.
Amen, my dear. Amen. All right, darling. You have a good night, and you have a nice Mother's Day, and really thank you for adding your extra piece of love. All right?
Thank you very much. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
All right, Hugh.
You too.
See, I was saying in my newsletter this month, I said, like, you know, I can tell you, and I'm sure you could certainly, you know, vouch for it as well, is that, you know, in my practice, I not only get to meet, you know, a lot of, you know, wonderful women who go beyond, but there are also many, many men that go on beyond. There are a lot of, you know, men in this day and age that I've met that end up being the sole caretakers of their children when things happen, and they don't always get the credit that they deserve, because that's not an easy thing. And I've seen, I'm actually, a friend of mine is going to a wedding recently that, you know, what his wife had promised him to be full support, you know, in taking care of his children, you know, full responsibility for taking the children, and in the last minute she goes, oh no, you can't do it, and unfortunately for him, he's been holding the grudge for like 40 years, but you know, he wanted to take that on, and he really felt like that was taken away from him. And, you know, so we know that sometimes that does happen in the world, and we have to sort of like go on it. But we always give our two suits to men as well. And Hugh certainly is a prime example of that. We will take another quick break. Again, if you're on the line, there's a 336, a 337, another 917, 301. If you stick on, you will get on, I promise you, pretty close to. This is Suzanne with my guest Suzanne Giesman, and you can go to SuzanneGiesman.com. Check her out with all the stuff that she's got coming up. And we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Special guest is Suzanne Giesman, and you can check her out, SUZANNEGIESEMANN.com, and you can also check her out, The Awakening Way. We're going to take a 307 phone call, and then we've got a 336 after that. Hang on. But before we kind of go to them, I just wanted to mention one other quick thing here, and I've just got to bring it up again, is that I'm just saying that there is free hotel, three nights at the Afterlife Conference this year. That is June, the first weekend in June. And if you've been on the fence about it, or you didn't think you could afford it, all you got to do is get there, and you get your free hotel room, and you just pay for the conference. And I know you're never going to get another deal like this. That I can pretty much assure you. So I just wanted to you know, give that heads up to everybody out there, and you heard Suzanne talk about it as well. Terry Daniels does some really, really great stuff, and it's for everybody. You know, a lot of people there come lost, and some people come because they want to learn and they want to have knowledge, and there's workshops. I'm actually going to be doing a workshop myself, so you can sort of, like, check that out as well. And just really quickly, again, the number to call in is 347-945-7785. Let's get to this 307 phone call. Hey, you're on the air with Suzanne and Suzanne.
Hi,
hello.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're
hello.
Good. How
good.
Are you?
What's your name?
My name is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi,
how
Alyssa.
Are you?
I'm all right. I'm doing pretty good. I was just wondering if you could, if any messages from spirit coming through for me.
Okay, you don't want any specifics, you just want to know whatever? Is that the question?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I see a little
boy jump in, you're doing such a good job.
Yeah. No, I just see a little boy running around your feet. You have a son now?
Yes, I do have a son now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Just to, he says there's a hyperness to him, and the message is wow. Not worried,
hang
just
on.
To calm down that he's, yeah, it's just this feeling that there's an awareness that you have your hands full there, and just to love him to pieces and take a deep breath when he gets a little bit hyper.
Okay, that's weird. I was just barely thinking about him and how much I loved him, and then he said that.
Yeah.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, well,
after it is a Mother's Day show, so we want to make sure that we honor the mothers, Alyssa. So that's a good plus for you.
Yes.
Now
great.
Let's see if we get her.
Thank you.
Now let's see who's in the spirit world.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah. But that message.
Did you have another thing you wanted to add?
No, it's just that I'm not picking it up psychically. I'm just trying to see who that's coming from. There seems to be a man in the spirit world that was aware of that, that's giving that message, a very fatherly feel. Let me see. Who would have worked with his hands and tools, been pretty mechanical. Could be a grandfather, but he has a very fatherly feel.
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah. He was like my father, but he was my grandpa.
Yeah.
Okay. He is my
and
grandpa.
And he's the one talking about the little boy, because that's not just a psychic message. It's just like wants you to know he's aware of the of the boy.
Is he connected to a John, Jack, or James, Alyssa?
Oh, his name is Joseph James.
Okay, huh. I keep hearing the J-O's and the J-O sound, so I assume that was him. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
and so he's obviously hanging out.
It's triple J.
Oh, so there you go. It's a double thing.
Oh,
double entendre, as they say.
Excellent.
Cool.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Crazy. Yeah.
So he's
yeah,
obviously letting
really,
you know he's keeping an eye on you and the little boy.
And
oh,
I want to be playing the harmonica. I want to be playing the harmonica all of a sudden. Do you have memories of him ever playing a harmonica?
Yes, I do. By the campfire.
Outstanding.
Oh,
well,
love
he's cool.
I miss him very much.
Well, you don't
well,
need to miss him.
Too
you
far.
Might miss his. Yeah, that's the cool part.
That's the cool part.
Can he hear me when I talk to him?
Absolutely.
Every word.
Every word. Yep.
Oh. Good.
Okay,
yeah.
My dear, you have a
all
great
have
Mother's Day, and we're gonna keep Grandpa on your back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, hen.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Sweet. Okay.
I'll say.
Let's get here. 336. Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. This is Peggy from North Carolina.
Hi, Peggy from
ooh,
North Carolina. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. I'm doing okay. I hope you guys are doing well, too.
We are. Thank
I don't
you
really
for asking.
Have... I don't really have a question. I just wanted to share an experience that I think I had. But Sunday morning, I woke up feeling like my mom was right next to me, talking to me. telling
she
me.
She was, because the second you came in, I heard Mama.
Okay.
Yeah, she was talking to me, telling me you need to prepare for a loss. And
okay.
I did. I did have one.
Well, so I guess
and
Mama
you had one?
Pardon me?
And you did have a loss?
I did. It was a pet, but still a very great loss.
A loss is a loss, honey. Those are our babies.
Yeah. I kept thinking my sister was older and it was going to be her because she had just recently come to visit me, but it was a beloved pet. And I thought, am I crazy? Did she really come and tell me to be prepared that something was going to happen?
No, you're not crazy.
Then it did.
You're not crazy. Yes. Yes. Why wouldn't she, dear? Because she loves you and she knew she wanted to prepare you. You know, I take those as unbelievable honors when we get them. We don't get them often, but when we get them, they're great honors.
Yeah. That's all. I just wanted
they're
to share
really
that
great
experience.
Honors. Yeah.
All right.
That's sweet. That's sweet, Peggy.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so, so much. I hope you have a great Mother's Day, yes?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sweet. Don't always get those. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. We think we have definitely time for one more here, maybe another one. Let's just see where we are.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air with Suzanne. Right. Suzanne.
Hi. My name is Deborah. Middle name Suzanne.
Hi, Deborah.
Okay.
Okay.
I am kind of at a crossroads as far as work, and I was wondering, I'm at a job that, I'm not feeling so great about it. It's okay, but do you see something new starting?
Or
any
other.
Go ahead,
Suzanne. Yeah. No, I was going to leave that to you, but the second, Deborah, that I heard you, I'm hearing the word sister shouted at me as if there's an issue with a sister or I don't feel a sisterly presence. Do you have a sister here?
I'm not in spirit world. I have a sister.
No.
So
somebody here. There's something. Yeah, sorry.
Here means
so
living,
somebody in spirit world. Yeah, but there's a feeling there's a mother or grandmotherly figure here. I know you want a message about your work, but I'm so, you know, Suzanne and I were hoping to give messages to everybody from the spirit world. And
I think this
woman on the other side is popping in. There seems to be just a little bit of headbutting going on with a sister. And this mother or grandmother is just trying to say, you know, just smooth it over because it means so much on the other side when everybody's getting along.
I try. My mother and my sister do not speak.
That's why.
But it's been like a year, 2 years now. My mother actually was going to sue my sister, and I did talk her out of dropping that, which I don't, nothing would have happened. But it's not a legacy you want to leave to a granddaughter, you know?
No.
So they still don't speak, and I tried, but I felt like I was making it worse and see if they can maybe come together on their own time.
Uh-huh.
But just know that the more you don't need to, it, you know, do what you sounds like you've done what you can, but just surround them both with love and know that this motherly feel must be your grandmother on the mother's side who just is aware of these and just wants you to just find peace with this and send them all lots of love, which is all that she can do right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I have another question to you. I'm seeing suitcases. So, like, you know, are you going somewhere? Is there, like, a distance between you and the family? You know, what's the story with that?
No. I'd like to go on a vacation.
Okay. Well, maybe that's
what
the suitcase
job you were talking about. Or does the job you were thinking about, would that require a move? That's what that brings to mind with me.
Well, believe it or not, I don't have anything in mind. I was always thinking I was going to move up in the job I was in. Or, you know, get a better job because I knew I was learning a bunch of lessons at this job. But so far, you know, nothing's really come into vision that I'm like, oh, I'm going to try to manifest that. I'm just kind of waiting for inspiration. I've been at this job 3 years.
But it feels like the spirit world's already, your guides are already nudging you, or you wouldn't even be giving that some thought. So all you have to do is give that more power now and start manifesting the ideal job for you. Know that there are higher powers that are nudging you in that direction, but that you if they guide you, you'll take action on it. So start working with them to create what will work for you.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know why, but I'm definitely seeing the suitcase thing. So I don't know if that is related to the job or it just means that you really like maybe, you know, if you say like you need a vacation, sometimes in life it's never a bad idea to like get away and see things at a different perspective. And sometimes we have to leave, you know, where we are to do that. You know, we have to get out and do that because sometimes when we're, you know, it's like when you're, you know, walking through the mud and you just – you can't get it off your feet, and you're just plowing through it. And
yeah.
It's like sometimes you just need to wash it down, and you know, and just give yourself a break. And those were your words, so you know, I'm thinking that just maybe that might be, you know, the deal of you know thinking about maybe, you know, doing something. So
yeah. Well, there's
I don't
there's
tend to
California
get things
all around
I tend
you.
To get things. Pretty literal, you know. So if I'm getting, seeing the suitcases literally, and it's not connected to, you know, family or going anywhere or anything like that, it just might be you, you know, if you got a chance to take some time. It never has to be long. Sometimes, you know, just, you know, a 3-day weekend. You know, Memorial Day is coming.
Yeah.
You know, something.
The beach,
to do that.
Anything.
So
yeah, that would be great.
I see California come up around you, Deborah. California. So just keep that in mind and send me an email.
I used to live there,
oh, you did.
But I do have friends that are still there. Yeah.
Pack your bag.
Okay. We'll see, huh? I don't know about going back, but I would certainly go back for a visit.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah,
but
that's what I'm talking about. Just a visit.
Okay.
Yeah, just a visit. But for the record, believe it or not, even though, you know, you feel like things are dragging, the things are dragging with your feet or something to that point, I still think that you're believe it or not, at a pretty good place. So.
Yeah, I feel okay. I feel like, you know, everything's okay. I get threatened, like, oh, you're going to be fired. And finally I have a really bad manager. And I finally just was like, yeah, do whatever you got to do, you know. And she backed off. And more, she's more in trouble herself now than me, because I
there
get bad karma. So
that may
yeah,
be,
the
that may be your
gone.
Slot moving up. That may be your slot moving up.
Well,
so.
That's what my boss above her loves me, but then the one above her he doesn't know what to think, you know, because there's been lies and I've just been moseying along, doing my job, and not worrying about it.
Then that's the attitude to have. That's
Thank
absolutely
you.
The attitude to have. So
okay.
I think you're in the rock and roll program.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome, my dear. You have
Bye-bye.
A great night. Have a great Mother's Day, okay?
You too. Thanks. Both of you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we only have like a couple minutes here, and I'm a little leery of like taking another phone call and not giving them the time that they would probably need.
Right.
So I'm going to give you this time, Suzanne, of what is it you might want to share, words of wisdom, stuff you got coming up, and, you know,
well,
let's do it.
Well, you've mentioned a couple of times that an alternate way to get to my website, Suzanne, is by going to theawakenedway.org. And really, it's just the lessons I learned from across the veil, especially a young man named Wolf, who I wrote about in my book, Wolf's Message. And the Awakened Way it consists of three principles, a way of living when we understand and recognize, number one, that everybody listening, is a beautiful soul right here and now, not just when you pass. And you walk in both worlds at once, so call on that greater reality to help you. And number two, that you're part of one big web. The two worlds are completely intertwined, and you're never alone. And number three, you find your way home, your true nature, right through the heart. So when things get a little rough, just get out of the head and just know what you know. Follow the heart that will never steer you wrong.
Oh, that's great.
That's it in a nutshell.
That's it in a nutshell, and it's not only in a nutshell, but you know, because as you and I both know, this time is really, really hard for a lot of people, and you know, they need to know that, you know, that their mom is right there, that, you know, that she's got their back, and all that love is not by any means stopped just because she has left her body. So
Yeah, and for those of you listening who may be moms and your kids have passed, I want to direct you to helpingparentsheal.org. It's an organization that is incredibly helpful for those who need to know your kids are still very much with you. They celebrate the afterlife, and it's all about making connections with our kids who are not gone but still right here.
Yes, and they do wonderful, wonderful work, and I'm sure you know Tracy like I do. So they do great stuff. So she's absolutely right. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. So this has been great, Suzanne. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank
you.
You've
been a phenomenal, phenomenal guest. And anybody that called in, you know, you can listen to any of the show here in the podcast. And just a real quick reminder, free hotel for the Afterlife Conference. And I'm going to be in Albany, Sturbridge, and Connecticut this month, and in St. Louis, Chicago, and Michigan next month. Check it all out. Of course, all that's on my webpage. And thanks again for being a great guest, Suzanne. And as always, I always hope that everything you want may be yours.